Hello, everybody. I'm Alex Karsher, one of the PMs on the Azure Functions team, and today I'm going to show you what we've added for the general availability of Azure Functions proxies. Proxies is a serverless API toolkit that can be used to quickly mock up, composite, and edit any API. Proxies enables you to deploy your code across multiple function apps and then publish them as one unified endpoint. So let's get right into it. We've updated the Functions Proxies portal UI to include full support for in-flight transformations and mock APIs. You can see a screenshot on the right that shows a mock API being edited in the portal. Now, we think that this experience is really important, even with all the fields, for getting started creating proxies. And I'm gonna hop right into a demo where I show you creating proxies in the portal using the brand new UI. So we're here in the Azure portal with a new function app with two proxies already defined. This first proxy, Hello Mock, is a mock API, and you can tell that because it doesn't have any backend URL configured. This is only going to serve us up the response overrides as our response information. So this proxy lives at /API/hello, and our response is super simple. We're just giving back some sample information. So if, say, we had a developer developing against this API, they would have something back to test for. So I'm gonna take this URL and test it right in Chrome. And you can see pretty predictably, we get back our greeting, Hello Alex. Now, this is awesome for getting tooling set up, but we want an API that behaves a little bit more like a real API. So I'm going to add some templated information in here. I'm going to add /my name, and I'm going to use these curly braces to define a route variable. And in my response, I'm going to replace my name with that name variable. Name. And then I save my proxy down here at the bottom. And so now, pretty quickly, we can go back to this URL, paste in the new URL, and I'm gonna replace name with connect. And I get back, Hello Connect. So this is in the portal how you could create a very simple mock API. And moving along, you can also call backend APIs using different transformations. So this API is calling, or well, this proxy is calling a backend URL in the HTTP bin, HTTP testing endpoint. So not even a function that I could control myself, nothing crazy up my sleeves. This endpoint returns back any request headers that you send along with your information. And so I'm going to create a /headers proxy here, and I'm going to use post as my verb. Now, In the request override, I'm going to add a header on so that I can see it back in that header's endpoint, and I'm going to change over to the HTTP GET method because this API only takes GET response or GET requests. This is a perfect example of something you'd want to do if you're proxying a legacy API that perhaps doesn't quite match the API schema of whatever newer API you're proxying it along with. So we're going to test this API using Postman, and I first want to copy my URL, and then I can go into Postman. This is an API testing tool for anybody not familiar. It's similar to Fiddler. And I'm going to change my request in Postman to a post and give it my URL, my route /headers. I send this request, and then I get back a dictionary of my headers, and you can see right in here, name Alex has been appended. And just to show that this endpoint is responding to dynamic data, I can add a new header, and I'm going to call this one new name, and this value is connect. And if I send that back through to my endpoint, you can see that I have name and new name returned back in this dictionary. These are two pretty straightforward proxies that we see lots of people trying to implement. And once you have them defined here in the portal, you can go into the advanced editor and make changes directly to that proxies.json file. This is the Monaco editor that we embed here in Functions. And this lets you see the underlying schema of your proxies. You can see that Hello Mock API with its matching route, and then its response overrides laid out here in the proxies JSON. And this is going to be the same sort of file that you'll see in the local tooling. That was the new Azure Function Proxies portal UI. Moving along, the next feature we've added for the GA of proxies is open API support for any proxies that you create. Those rules will now show up in any open API templates that you generate in Azure Functions, and you can use those templates to import your API into a bunch of other tools. For anyone not familiar, OpenAPI is an API contract language that allows you to expose your API in a number of different services and automatically generate a bunch of different resources from that OpenAPI definition. Within the Microsoft First Party suite, we have awesome integration for OpenAPI support. You can export your proxies directly to API management using OpenAPIs. You can import those APIs into Visual Studio projects using AutoREST to generate an SDK automatically. And you can consume that API using Power Apps and Flow for WYSIWYG business applications. Moving along, we're very happy to add Azure Function Proxies to the CLI for local development. On the right, you can see a CLI command where we're creating a simple local function, and then you can add different parameters to create much more complex CLI commands. On the right, you can now see a command where we're creating the same proxy, but we're adding a couple of different rules to only filter GET requests and redirect to an external API endpoint. We expect you to use these CLI tools to get started, and then once you have kind of the scaffold of the API that you want to proxy, you go into that proxy's JSON file and make the finishing touches yourself. We also have support for a bunch of different local operations, everything you'd expect to be there, like deleting and listing proxies, as well as importing all of your proxies from a finished proxies.json file. And finally, we're very, very excited to have proxies running in the local tooling now. You can not only write the proxies locally, but test them locally, make sure that everything's up to speed before you deploy to the portal. So let's get right to it. I want to show you guys a demo of proxies running locally. We're here in a local PowerShell terminal, and I've already installed the functions local tooling. It's a simple npm package, so it's pretty easy to get started. If I run the func command here in the terminal, I see all of the different functions local settings, and I'm particularly interested in this proxy option here. So I'm gonna run func proxy, and I will get all of my different proxies commands. So I'm gonna get started by creating a new proxy. It's as simple as func create or func proxy create here. And I'm going to give it a name of hello. Now, if you don't give it any other parameters, it's going to give you a couple of different templates that you can get started with, kind of see what's available in proxies. I'm going to choose the sample proxy, and then there it goes. So I have my function, my local function open here in VS Code. All the different files are here, and this proxy.json file has just been added. So if I click into it, you can see this test proxy, it's loaded up. It's super simple. It just takes GET requests and sends them to the HTTP bin testing service and gets back your public IP address. So I'm going to run proxies locally now and make sure that this is all up and running. It's going to be as simple as starting the local functions runtime, just func host start to get started. It's going to show me what IP it's listening on, or well, I guess localhost, and then what port it's listening on here, 7071. And I'm going to use postman to run this test, just git on 7071, and my route is /test. So if I send this through, it's sent out to HTTP bin and back and gotten me my public IP address. Perfect. So now I want to replace this with a little bit more complex proxy, and I'm going to do that again from the command line. I'm going to use the same proxy that I used in the presentation, it's here in Visual Studio Code, to add a little bit more complex proxy. This one is going to have a different route, /hello, it's only going to accept GET requests, and the backend URL is going to redirect to a local function that I've already set up beforehand. It's just the default HTTP trigger code, which takes in a name as a query parameter and returns back hello with that name. So I've made that change, and I can go into Visual Studio and validate that that change did happen. I actually have both, perfect. So now I have this proxy on hello, and if I run the functions runtime one more time, and then I go back to postman /hello, and then I'm going to add a query parameter here to give my name equal to proxies. So I'm gonna send this along. And it returns back hello proxies, perfect. So that was proxies running locally in the Visual Studio tooling. So that was function proxies being built and run locally. And last but most certainly not least, we've added support for application insights to Azure Function Proxies. App Insights, for anyone who doesn't know, is a powerful monitoring and service in Azure that gives you real-time analytics as well as historical data. And Proxies now publishes events to App Insights, so you can see, as you can see on the right, the request flow, any latency, and then any error codes that are going to be generated for any of your proxies running through functions. And this enables you to attach Application Insights monitoring not only to Proxies APIs, but any legacy APIs running through Proxies. And we think this is really powerful for anybody that wants monitoring without having to rebuild and redeploy their API to publish events directly to App Insights. So, in conclusion, this month we're announcing the general availability of Proxies, and with it we're bringing to production a bunch of awesome features that we've added since GA. That includes the brand new portal UI for defining overrides and mock APIs visually, Proxies being included in open API definitions, that brand new CLI tooling to build and run proxies locally, rich App Insights monitoring, and we've added general performance improvements that have enabled us to turn proxies on for every new function without impacting the performance of non-proxies functions. So, in conclusion, you can now use proxies for any production workload you want. We're really excited to see what you guys build, and we're really excited to get feedback on how you're using proxies in the real world. To get started, you can read our docs at aka.ms/proxiesdocs, and the whole project is open source, so you can engage with the team directly at Azure Functions, and you can engage with me directly for proxies feedback at Alex Karsher. You can also check out our GitHub and see the source code, as well as submit any issues if you run into kinks building proxies. And if you have any feature requests, go to our user voice at aka.ms/functionsuv. That's where we look for any new features, and we're pretty quick about turning those into GitHub items for new functionality. That was Azure Function Proxies, and I'm Alex Karsher. Thank you very much for watching.